Now, last week on BBC Radio Suffolk, we featured the stories of a group of students from King Edward VI School in Bury St Edmunds who made their first ever trip to Iraq. They were the first ever UK school to do that school trip. I don't know where you went on yours. Mine was Kessingland Wildlife Park. Actually, we did go to Colomendy in North Wales for a week. That was a long way away. That was a scary trip to North Wales. Well, these youngsters visited Kurdistan, and they heard and recorded some amazing stories.
The day started with us teaching some cricket to some girls who were from Baghdad, but the day ended with a girl telling us an extraordinary story about her time when she used to live in Baghdad.
I'm here with Sarah. She's got a slightly interesting story about the fact that she never used to live in Sully.
When I used to live in Baghdad, when I was 8 years old, I was kidnapped. Yeah, and in 2005 we immigrated to Sully, and the reason behind that is because they threatened us. You know, they say, if you don't leave Baghdad, we're going to kill you. Yeah. So I was on the way to school, just another day. I said, Mommy, I don't want to go to school. I don't like school. But she was like, you have to and stuff. So on the way, there was this car. Like, men started coming out and with guns in their hands. And they, like, start shooting the car. And the windows broke and everything was so, I don't know, blurry. And they hit the driver, you know, shot him, I think. Next thing I know, they were taking me, and I was like screaming and I was struggling, but they managed to take me. And in the car, there was a gun aiming at my head. They said, if you scream, you're going to die. So I was 8 years old, but all I can do is shiver and cry. I woke up, I was at a house in a room. They said, if you scream, try to run, do any move, you're dead. We're going, and not just, you know, dead, we're going to torture you, then kill you. They were real terrorists, you know. Back then, they used to slit throats, so I was really scared. I stayed there for 7 days, and I was really upset because, you know, I had a fight, you know, with my mother before I go. I was like, I don't want to go to school. And she was like, you have to. I didn't want her to feel guilty. I said, I don't want her to feel guilty for my death if I died. So I'm grateful that I'm alive. Yeah.
That's an absolutely amazing story. You're clearly a very brave girl, so that's just, very incredible.
I'm just glad that it's over with, and yeah.
Well, just one of many experiences recorded by the pupils from King Edward VI during their visit to Iraq last week. We heard from some of the youngsters on The Breakfast Show today. But what was it like for parents back home? My mum used to worry when I went to Kessingland. We can talk to Phil Boucher, whose son Josh went to Iraq. Hello, Phil.
Good morning, Mark.
Thanks for joining us on the programme today.
No problem.
How did you feel when he came home and said, can we go to Iraq?
Well, it was said as Kurdistan. We have to think to start with.
Where's that?
Kurdistan. And when they, when we figured out it was part of Iraq, then obviously we wanted to know more.
You're obviously reassured by the school and the council and everybody who'd worked to make this possible, but you must have had some doubts. I would have done.
Well, initially, yeah, but we had a very good Skype conversation with Brian Rahman from the Kurdish High Representative in the UK, who, you know, gave us a very honest, what we felt was a very honest rundown of what the situation was like in Kurdistan in terms of how safe it was compared with the rest of Iraq.
You must have felt odd waving him goodbye.
Well, it's always the same whether you go to North Wales or
yeah, it's
Iraq.
True. Yeah, mum was upset when I went to North Wales for a week, bless her. But an amazing location. I mean, what's Josh made of it now he's come back?
Well, I think it's going to take a while for it to settle in with all of them, but I think the amount of confidence he's going to teach all the boys that went, and how to develop their leadership skills, I think it's an absolute marvellous experience that they've had. And it was fascinating for us parents because we were in daily contact with, you know, through electronic media about what they were doing and so on and so forth. So it wasn't like they went away for 8 days and we never heard anything.
So modern technology enabled you to keep in touch with them, Skype, email, phone, that kind of thing, so they could reassure you?
Yeah, and videos of the day posted on YouTube, on King Edward's YouTube site, so... Yeah, it was almost like you were there sometimes.
It's incredible, isn't it, technology today? Really is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of downsides, but huge upsides as well, and that's certainly one of them. And so you were obviously following their progress. And what was your school trip like when you were his age then?
No, I went to Holland and Belgium.
Did you?
Somewhat nearer and a lot less... A lot less
war-torn.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And what would you say to other parents considering letting their children take similar trips in the future?
Well, I think they've got to make their own mind up. They've got to be happy that, you know, that they to send their child to a particular area. But they've got to take advice from, you know, people like the British Council, Foreign Commonwealth Office. They all said that it was safe to travel to Kurdistan. So it, you know, it laid out any fears that we might have.
And some of them quite keen to go back and to keep in touch with those people they met as well.
Oh, I think so, yeah. I think they've developed some superb relationships here. Mm.
And do you think on a world scale that that's important to try and keep in contact, break down barriers and, you know, real people rather than politicians making connections like this?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, one of the most important things. If you can help them develop their, you know, in this case, their schooling system, then, you know, you're in there on the ground rather than making noises, as it were.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Phil, thanks ever so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Just wonder what it was going to be like from a parent's perspective. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Good to talk to you. Phil Boucher, whose son Josh was one of those who went to Kurdistan, part of Iraq, on that school trip.